Hello, folks. I haven't done a boo for a while. Chris is here as well.
I am, hello.
But I wanted to share something with you. I bought a clock this afternoon from Leinster, from the barometer shop, and that's what he specialises in.
We'll start him up.
As the name suggests, it's a wall clock, 8-day strike. It's just a half-hour strike. It's not a Westminster or anything, but it's not like your traditional wall clock. It's got a sort of a box section at the back, but the main bit is just a big round face. If that makes sense, the face is huge.
Massive.
In fact, the face is sort of the dominant part of the clock. But it's got a very nice tick and a very nice chime. I did try a boo before, but I was waiting for it to chime, and the boo timed out before it got there.
I'd say the face is easily about the size of a vinyl 12-inch record from edge to edge. Maybe
probably.
A shade bigger.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
If you want to start it off...
With this unusual little door underneath.
We can let it chime now.
There it goes.
That's it. I'll just wait until it chimes and then we'll...
Correct it. It's an absolute beauty. It really is.
Just a minute. It's a little bit unhappy now because we stopped it. It's not too bad. It was made between 1875 and 1914 by the British United Clock Company. It's American.
It's funny that.
They started importing them in 1875 and stopped just before the First World War, so... And for those who know your movement, it's a very early rack strike. It's not a count wheel movement, it's a rack drop.
Because I thought it would have been due to its age.
I did too, but it isn't.
It surprised us, didn't it, that?
It must have been one of the first ones, though, as you say.
Yeah, I would have thought it was, because it's a lovely thing, though.
It's going to strike four in a second.
I upset him.
He did, he's out of beat slightly. Don't worry.
It's easy done though because he's so big.
I'm sure people will forgive me for that. And it's only been on the wall about half an hour.
Settling now a bit.
Oh, that's better. Now the fridge has gone off. You can hear it properly now. Hang on. Strike four in a minute. It's a very soft strike. It strikes on a gong, which is unusual for an American clock because they're usually a bell strike. Doesn't want to be recorded, does it?
Nope.
It's like, no. You're asking a lot of me here.
That's the beauty of owning clocks, though. You can never.
You've
be
only
sure
just
they...
brought me home, and you're expecting me to perform.
And they get very sulky. Well, they can do. Sometimes.
They can.
Especially when you first put an old clock like that up.
Yeah,
really
they take
like
an age to settle. They can take. They believe it or not, they can take months, and I literally mean months.
Well, the cuckoo clock you got before, that took ages before we got that
awful.
Right.
That was awful. That was a bitch to set that. It would not set a beat right. Oh! That's interesting because you can hear the whirring of the movement more than the strike itself. But it's quite nice, actually. Yes. Let's see if I can try it for a minute. Wait a minute. Come on, you.
Ooh. There he is.
For those of you who like clocks, there's a couple of my followers that do. I thought I would share that with you because it was worth sharing. So, oh, it kind of dominates the room, that, doesn't it?
Mm, it really does.
I'm in the kitchen now and it's still...
Even by this door, to going out to the hallway, you can hear it. It fills the room with its presence. And its tick-tong keeps changing.
Yeah, it's because it's just settling, isn't it? Mm. All right then, folks, I will leave it there for now.
It's got personality, that's what it is.
And I will speak to you all soon.